Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello once again, and welcome to On Mic with Jordan Rich, where conversation is alive and well with creative people who have a lot to say and a lot to offer. Do you ever want to get away from it all? Do you ever want to escape? Well, now you can do it the fun and safe way at one of several escape room establishments popping up around the country. Well, I've invited a representative from one such organization to join me today. It's called Trapology Boston, Boston's favorite escape room. The mission: to design fun and memorable experiences that bring people together. Founded and designed by a born and raised Boston team of very creative people, including Jason Loeb. He's going to talk all about the Trapology experience and why so many more people are getting into it, or getting out of it, as the case may be. Jason Loeb from Trapology Boston joins us next, right here on Mic. Let's talk a little bit before we get to your company, Trapology Boston, about the escape room scenario and what the origin of it is. I mean, it sounds like something that people have been playing for millions of years, sometimes for real. Jason, tell me a little bit about what you know about the escape room philosophy.
Escape rooms started, there's a debate whether or not they started in Eastern Europe, perhaps Budapest, or in Japan. But the consensus is they probably started about 20 years ago, either in Japan or Eastern Europe. And they started as games. They were called escape rooms. And the reason they were called escape rooms is the original games, you were actually locked in a room. You were physically prohibited from leaving due to there being a lock on the door. And there were all these puzzles in the room, and you had to go through, solve these puzzles, and eventually, hopefully, find a key to let yourself out. And they found a popularity and a foothold in the U.S. about 8-10 years ago. And that's when Americans started learning about escape rooms. I would say the first escape rooms in the U.S. that really became popular were about 9 years ago. We opened about 8 years ago.
Oh, so you guys are right on the cutting edge.
We were early. And when we opened, I think there were less than 10 companies in the U.S. Mm-hmm. doing this. So I actually got dragged to play an escape room, kicking and screaming. It wasn't something that I was very excited about doing after I'd read about it. And we played a room, and it was nine of us. It was eight friends and myself, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We did not succeed at all. We were so far from getting out, but we had an amazing time because it was such a different experience going out with your friends and doing something different.
Well, it's about collaboration, and I know it's not about taking your Google apparatus in with you to figure out how to get out of things, right? It's
absolutely.
Using
everything
your common sense.
That's right. Everything you need is inside the room. So it's an hour. There's no digital devices in your face distracting you from interacting and with your friends. It's not sitting in a pub throwing pints back. It's not sitting in a movie. It's a very collaborative, interactive experience with your friends. And we left that experience. We sat in a bar and we argued about whose fault it was for the next 2 hours. And we loved it. So we walked out of that pub and we said, let's go find another game to play. And that was the only game in town. And for me, that was the moment where I realized, listen, as somebody that went into that experience hating the concept that much and then leaving wanting more of it, there was definitely demand for more of this type of immersive entertainment.
What career path had you been on prior to this? Did you have clear goals?
Yes, I went to college. I got my degree in accounting. And I was an auditor. I was an internal auditor for a company for a number of years. And it was actually my boss who, after a while, just pulled me in his office. He said, listen, you don't have the right personality type for this. He says, I your heart's not in this, and I don't want you to wake up in 15 years, find yourself still in this line of work and hating yourself for it. So he said, why don't you take the weekend and think about what you want to do with your life, and we'll talk next week. So I did. I walked in his office on Monday morning, and I gave him my 2 weeks' notice. And I started my journey on trying to find what I wanted to do in life. And I just did anything and everything that interested me. I was a photographer for a while. I was a pilot for a while. I was with
Wow.
an airline for a hot minute, and this kind of just happened by accident where I went to experience a game and started down this path. And we've been
Interesting.
building rooms and experiences on site and off site ever since. It's been fantastic. We do have a brick and mortar business where our games are at the Trapology location downtown Boston, but we do a lot of experiences off site. I think one of our more visible projects is with Chris Evans. We did a collaboration with Chris Evans and Omaze to raise money. So we did this viral video. I think if you just look up Chris Evans escape room, you'll see a project that we did with him in building an escape room, putting people through an escape room experience that didn't know they're playing an escape room. We partnered with WGBH a few years back to build a game to be played live on Twitch, where we had two sets of puzzles. One set of puzzles was being played by the physical players, and the other set of puzzles was in the Twitch chat box for viewers to actually interact and solve puzzles. And those puzzles in the chat box would impact the players in the game. A lot of fun.
Let's talk about who's in this with you, because you guys boast about the fact that you're locals and you're obviously having a blast doing this. Who are the people you teamed up with?
Yeah, so there's myself, my wife. She actually designed the first few puzzles, first few games that we created. We have an ops manager, Tina. She's fantastic. We have a game designer, Mike. He designs all of our craziness now, and he's amazing. And we have a build crew locally that we use to help us build a lot of this stuff. And all the tech is all done in-house by us. So it is definitely a Boston
Yeah.
company that's all built and designed here.
Jason, let's talk a little bit about the idea generation. Is it like a sitcom, the writer's room? You guys sit around with coffee and kick around ideas and develop them, or does everyone bring something to the table and then you flush it out?
It's absolutely chaos. I think a food fight would be more of the accurate way to describe it. We're just throwing spaghetti at each other and see what sticks to the wall. There is no one way to do it. I wish we had a formula that we could follow every time, but we have done things so differently with every game we've built. I think the first game we built was we just created a set of puzzles and then we tried to figure out a story for it. And the second one, we thought, let's really create immersive stories and then add puzzles into it. And the third one, we tried to do it in tandem. I mean, there has never been one way. I think there was one time we thought, hey, we got some really cool tech here that we can use and really give players a wow moment. So we then start building the game around that. So there's never really been one method we followed for creating these games. It's just been absolute chaos every time. But
Let's address the demographics. Who are you attracting, and what feedback do you get? Because to me, this is the kind of thing that I would love to do at my tender old age. But I would imagine you get a lot of young people, or do you? What's the demo?
yeah, I would say the majority of our customers are probably in that 18 to 40 year range. But with that said, when we opened, it was such a new industry, we really didn't know who we were going to be marketing to. And I think one of the greatest compliments we got was we have this one family that comes in every holiday season in December. And the grandmother pulls me aside one day. She's in the lobby and she says, "Hey, do you work here?" I say, "Yeah." And she says, "I just want to thank you for creating these amazing experiences." She says, "I struggle every year to find something for the whole family to do, my grandkids, my kids, and myself." And when we found this place a few years ago, we absolutely loved it. She says, "For me to be able to hang out and interact and play a game with my grandkids and everybody's engaged and not got a screen in their face is absolutely amazing. It's now our annual tradition to come here and play a game all together." And I thought
Wow,
that was incredible.
that is cool. Let's have you describe some of the games, because there's a lot of attention to detail. A lot of it's funny, a little bit spooky. There are a lot of elements, but describe some of the games to the audience.
Our newest game is The Witching Hour, and we actually built an app. We created an app thinking, let's create this little narrative story that you can play on your phone. And it gives you a bit of an introduction to this character, Jamie, and who Jamie is and what's happened to Jamie. So you can play this app. It's not required, but it's just a fun little prequel. Then you get to Trap, and then you can play the actual game in person. And that's when you realize Jamie's soul has been taken by a witch. And we've built a beautiful set with, you know, you start in a cabin and kind of go down the rabbit hole, if you will, of what's going on in the woods here. But these sets have gotten very, very elaborate over the years. People are expecting these Hollywood-style sets, and that's what we aim to deliver. The Crush Depth game, that's our submarine game, and that was a lot of fun to build. We really wanted to build a submarine and make people feel like they're in a submarine, so we caved all the walls and curved the walls to give it that steel tube feel. You know, our goal really when building these things is to build sets and environments that people haven't experienced before, been in before.
Yeah.
You know, being lost in the woods in a cave, being in a submarine, being in a science lab, being, you know, in
well, what I love about this is it takes us out of the one-dimensional world that we're watching on our video screens and our phones, and it puts us into the action. And that's why I was wondering about the demographics. I'm thrilled to hear that a lot of younger people who are, you know, texting all day long are putting the phones down and doing this and probably getting a lot of bang for their buck.
Oh, it's great. It's even younger than that. We had a collaboration with the Boston Celtics this past summer, where we had built a pop-up small escape room experience for their junior Celtics basketball. And it's a great program. It's a bunch of kids basically coming to learn basketball and sort of, you know, team building and that kind of thing. And we built this experience, and we were talking to a lot of the coaches towards the end of that run. And they were telling us that, you know, they had some students that were really struggling to connect and really weren't into the basketball, the sports, and weren't getting along with some of the coaches and maybe some of their other teammates during their time. And then they would take them and put them through this little escape room experience where it was just a completely different scenario for them. You know, it wasn't athletic based, it was just puzzle based and sort of mental based. And it was just, they described a great sort of mental reset for these kids where they could engage them in a different way, and the impact it had with their attitude and mentality and bringing them back together and helping them work and shine in a different way, with their other classmates in this junior academy, you know, where they could show areas that they could, you know, excel in. If it was not physical, they could excel in mental areas and puzzle solving. And it was amazing to hear stories like that.
Jason, when people visit your website, and we'll announce it at the end as well, trapologyboston.com, they'll note, as I did, that your attention to detail but also attention to safety is important. What would be the issue if somebody is claustrophobic or has an issue with small spaces or certain things? What do you want to warn people who may be a little susceptible?
I would say, first and foremost, you're never actually locked in a room. Every door that leads to an exit, every exit is unlocked and has a flappy door handle that everybody is familiar with. At any point in the time, if you are uncomfortable or need to take a phone call or use the bathroom, you are welcome to open a door and walk out like you would at home. So that's the preface I would say. I would also reassure everybody in that the city of Boston, the fire department, goes to great lengths to make sure that what we're doing is safe and up to code. And, you know, our goal is to make sure everyone has a comfortable and fun time with us.
You know, what's interesting too about retail space, we all know what happened during the pandemic. So many stores and storefronts went empty. But you're making use in a major city of retail on the street space. That's how I found you guys. I was walking by and I noticed the sandwich board and I said, oh, let me follow up on this. And we're seeing more and more of this. There's another museum sort of downtown near the downtown crossing area that these things are popping up. Do you see this as a trend going forward?
Absolutely. You know, when we started, I wasn't sure if this was a long-term thing or if it was going to be a flash in the pan with regards to this type of entertainment. But What we found is there really is demand, and people are looking for more and more immersive entertainment. They want experiences. I'm finding the younger generations aren't looking to spend money on tangible items. They don't want more stuff in their life. They want more experiences in their life. And that's where we can really fulfill that for people.
The fact that you're always coming up with new variations is good for the returning customer. They want to come back and check it out. But can they return to a game that they've already played and be assured that there's new challenge in that game? Is that the way it works?
Unfortunately, not. Replayability has always been a challenge for escape room games. So we built six games, basically. Come try a game. We will help you as best we can to succeed. We want everybody to succeed. But it's win or fail, you're going to have a great time with
Well,
us.
the fact that you got six and you're busy all the time means that there are people discovering it, new people, grandmas and such, all the time, which is really awesome. Do you guys have any plans to expand to other locations? I know you mentioned doing things online, but what's the future look like?
No, I would love to expand. It was our plan before the pandemic. We actually had pen to paper for some new locations right early 2020 when the pandemic hit, and with all the news coming out, we decided to drag our feet a little bit, and thank goodness we did. So I think we're right back in that place again where we're looking to expand and open some more locations and bring this to more people in more areas.
Well, I love the name Trapology. Ology, of course, refers to the study of something, the study of traps and getting out of them. And whenever our minds are challenged, it's a good thing. It develops nerve endings and all that kind of connection that is so important. Listen, I wish you guys the best. It was so cool to get to know what this is all about. And I've been trapped in an elevator, so I know what that feels like. This sounds like a lot more fun. Jason Loeb, thank you so much, man, and good luck.
Thank you, Jordan, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Find out more about the escape room philosophy, how it works, why it's so much fun, and how you can get involved. Go to TrapologyBoston.com. TrapologyBoston.com. My thanks to Jason and his team of crazy people. I want to thank you for subscribing and downloading the podcast, and your multi-star ratings and reviews mean so much. Really appreciate that as well. Till next time, this is JR, as always, saying, be well so you can do good. Take care.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.